Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 17th of June 2022. The Bible reading today is 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 to 10. In order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Today's article, titled "Sufficient Grace," was written by Debbie Fralick. My friend Martha and I were flying overseas on a missions trip, but my stress was eating me up. My husband and I had 5 days to figure something out before our family became homeless. Knowing my situation, Martha asked me, "What's the absolute worst thing that could happen?" I described the most disturbing and preposterous scenario I could envision. Her next question rocked my world. "And do you believe God could give you the grace for that?" Martha's questions forced me to acknowledge a life-changing truth. Even if the worst happened, God would be right with me and my family to provide all we would need to persevere. When Paul had an insurmountable problem, he asked God to remove it. Instead, God replied, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Our hope is not in quick fixes or things somehow working out. Rather, our hope is in the sufficiency of God's grace to hold and strengthen us through even the worst times. Paul went so far as to say he delighted in difficulties, giving him another chance to rely on God's strength. While I didn't delight in my fears, I did draw courage knowing that God's grace would be sufficient no matter what I returned home to. His grace is still sufficient. Seek the strength and courage you need from him today. Let's pray. Father, you know the fear that grips my heart. Help me to take hold of your promise of grace. You will provide what I need to endure. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.